Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Numbers chapter 20, verses 2 to 5 states, "Now there was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people quarreled with Moses and said, 'Would that we had perished when our brothers perished before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into the wilderness, that we should die here, both we and our cattle? And why have you made us come up out of Egypt and bring us to this evil place? It is no place for grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, and there is no water for us to drink.'" Boy, the children of Israel seem to forget easily what God could do and did do for them throughout history. When I think of all the miracles that they could focus on, instead they focused on bashing their leader, Moses. You know, as somebody who's been in ministry all my life and been a leader in ministry, I've realized many years ago that almost everybody could do my job better. In fact, I've noticed anyone in leadership position can be criticized very quickly. People can say, well, if I were in that position, I would do this or I would do that, indicating that the people that are making those decisions don't know what they were doing. Moses knew what he was doing. He was listening to God. Those leaders who listen to God know what they're doing. We may not understand it always, but we better be very careful what we say about them. Assembling against the God-appointed leader is not a good idea. Expectations will either allow a person to be content or destroy a person. You'll be disappointed if you believe that the leader in your life or God's purpose is to make you comfortable. God gives us significance, not a life of ease. A life of comfort and ease is mutually exclusive to significance, meaning you're really focusing on yourself. You're not focusing on God or others. And we were meant to love God or obey God and to love others, meaning we focus on them and we serve and we give. That's where significance comes from, not having God and others serve us. Often the focus is on ourselves, and it eclipses the hand of God in our life. God works through people, and he's always worked through leaders. If you want to challenge your leader on anything, make sure you have a Bible in one hand and you know what it says, and you're challenging him according to the authority of God's word. We need to be people who are dedicated to making the leaders in our life successful, not making their lives miserable because they didn't make our lives as comfortable as we'd like it to be. Leaders are there to lead and to challenge us. We need to let them do it. Pray for them. Encourage them. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.